Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here on this four-day work week for a lot of us. But hey, sometimes those can be the longest ones, so we're here to get you through with your listener questions. We've got a great question today from Lizard Amy. Now, I almost didn't answer it because Amy's from Florida, and as cold as it's been in the United States most of the country this week, it's really not fair, but we're going to help her plan a last-minute trip, talk about some fun runs around the resorts and more, so stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance down at my iPhone XS Max, I can see that I'm down to 28 days, just 4 weeks until Princess Half Marathon weekend. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into other than running 10K and a half marathon. It's going to be a great time, but I'm a little nervous about this. I'm probably more nervous than dopey, but I get excited every time I look down at my phone and see this great app. Post to social media, get a phone call. The Days to Go is right there, the pictures. Right now I'm looking at a picture of the Tree of Life. You need to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now. Do it just like I do, only better than I'm doing this ad read today. Check them out today over at virtualmickey.com. Thanks again to everybody who supports the show through our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so very much. You'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. So next time you need to purchase something on Amazon, please click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1437 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. That's right. We're all three back. We're going to have a good time today answering your listener questions. So glad that you're here to join us for today's podcast. So joining me today, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Please turn the heat back on. Thank you.
For real, man. It is cold. It's like, there's snow on the ground outside, so I can't run out. I haven't run outside since before I went down for a marathon. Ooh. But I mean, even if it was clear, whew, it's so cold. I don't even know if I get out there with my tights on, man. It is cold, cold.
I mean, here in Atlanta, it's cold. So, I mean, you know it's cold when it's cold in Atlanta.
For real. All right, I know where else it's cold. Probably Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Pam Forrester. She never complains about the weather up in the big rectangle, the Keystone State. Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Are you staying warm enough, Pam?
No. It is so cold here. Just really, really cold. What can you say? This is the time of year when I start, I don't know, seriously, like, looking at flights every day, trying to think when I'm going to get out of here. Start having unreasonable, like, why do we live here? Mm-hmm. I never wanted to live here. It's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. So anyways, you know, what can I do? Here we are.
You can move. You know, that's what everybody dreams, you know, especially this time of year. I'm moving to Florida. You know, so
no, right?
It's going to happen someday. All right. So just shout out there by watching live on Facebook. Remember, you can do that on Monday evenings, usually around 5:30 Eastern or so. We get kicked off. Shout out to Kristen, who is on the boat from French Quarter to Disney Springs right now. Tuned in on her mobile device. Jealous of you.
Right.
But have fun. Yes. And then let me see. Anthony is drinking a PB&J milkshake from the 50s Primetime Cafe right now.
Wow. That's, you know, there's nothing bad about that.
No.
Yeah. And Marilyn says that it's minus 22 freaking degrees Celsius. I have no idea how cold that is, but because I'm an American, but I don't care. Negative 22 in any kind of degrees, it has to be super
good.
Cold.
Not
I know. It's definitely not warm. So anyway. All right. Let's get to the first question. It's coming from the inbox. It's from Amy. She says, hey, BOGP crew. First, Mike. Congrats on Dopey. Inspire me to do it someday. Ricky, so jealous of you seeing Justin Timberlake.
It was amazing.
Pam, here's Pam's. I just love the way you describe your food recaps on the show lately. They make me hungry.
Nice. Well,
That's cool.
Yeah, Ricky got the best shout out. She says,
yes, I did.
She said, my husband just found out he's doing a conference at Yacht and Beach Club February 4th through the 7th next month. I was lucky enough to get time off work to tag along for the first time for the Festival of the Arts. I love his job. We'll be staying at Port Orleans Riverside, Mike's favorite resort, right? It is a nice one. I want to add some lizard fun to my stay while he is in conferences, and I'm hoping you can help. I heard they have fun resort runs, and the one at Riverside involves a medal and beignets at the end. Is that right? Do you know when and how I can get in on the fun? Thanks so much for the great show. Amy is down in Cape Coral, Florida from the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. All right, so you know what? When I was down there for marathon weekend and we kind of got around for, you know, I just like visiting resorts. So we went over to Beach Club and we had Beaches and Cream one afternoon. We went to Olivia's over at Old Key West. We tend to eat at the resorts. We went to Coronado and had Maya Grill while we were down there. We ate well, now that I think about it. But what I'm noticing is that most of the Walt Disney World resorts now have these special runs, usually once a week. It's usually like a 5K run. I think the Polynesians is actually less than 5K. I think it's like a 1 mile run. I know Scott and his family did that back in the fall time, I think. But almost all the resorts have a run of some sort. Now, Amy's staying at Riverside. Now, while Riverside doesn't have a run, French Quarter does. It's called the Beignet Run. And I believe it's on Sunday mornings around 9 o'clock. But ask at the check-in desk. They'll let you know. They'll give you a little paper. You do get a medal that's kind of like Mardi Gras beads. And apparently you do get a beignet at the finish. So how about that? And you get a little number and stuff like that. Ricky, have you done a blog post or anything on all these runs? Because they're spreading. I think they're at almost every resort at this point.
They are. I have not. But if any of my bloggers are listening to this and would like to do a blog post.
It's a good post. Well, because it's a good post. Because, I mean, it's not a super long run. And it's something, you know, I like getting a souvenir that you get for doing something, you know, whether you create something kind of like the Kid Cots fun stops they have, or, you know, a little quick run, because you don't have to run it. You can walk it. And heck, man, a beignet to start the day. And it's justified because you do a little exercise. You know what? You don't feel as guilty about it.
Exactly. Absolutely. 100%.
All right. Todd's saying that they are on Sunday mornings. That's what I thought, because I ran that path many, many times when I was down there, and I saw the sign each time I went by, but I didn't get the time. But I know it is Sunday mornings, so check in. All right, next question says, more photos, please. Jennifer has it. She is in Painesville, Ohio. That just sounds like a place that could be called Painesville. That's not P-A-I-N. It's P-A-I-N-E-S. Yeah, so... Oof. Painful. Anyway, hi gang. One of my favorite parts of a Walt Disney World vacation is the Memory Maker. It's my souvenir of choice. I've purchased it a few times over the past several years. Unfortunately, we've never gotten a magic shot taken. How can we get magic shots on our next trip? Should I just ask the cast member photographer? Are all the photographers capable of taking pictures like that? Are they all willing to take those type of pictures? It's surprising to me that we've had so many pictures taken with so many settings at Walt Disney World, and we've never had the opportunity to have one of those special photos. Thank you for your help, and keep up the good work with the podcast. I look forward to every episode. Jennifer. Well, apparently Jennifer doesn't know the secret handshake that gets you magic shots. You got to, you know, it's like a and you got to do like jumping on one foot. No, Pam, thoughts, because to me, I've never asked for them, and I get them every once in a while. Not every once in a while, but I mean, you could probably get them as much as you want, I would think.
Yeah, so there's only certain photographers that actually have the ability to do that, because it depends on the background, what's behind you sometimes, and then sometimes I feel like they give some photographers who are not in really popular areas access to do some cool ones too, like the ones that don't matter as much, like put your hands like this,
right?
The people who are watching on Facebook. Put your hands like this, or
if you've ever gone to Yeehaw Bob, it's the bird in the nest and the egg, the egg and the tree,
gosh,
and
things
go round and round. Yeah, that
move. I know. So anyways, so that's something to think about, that not all of them can, but what you can do is, first of all, just ask. When you're there, say, can you do a magic shot? And some will say yes, some will say no, and some will say, well, you'll be surprised when you go and see. So,
So, Ricky, do you ask, is that acceptable? Is that encouraged? Or do you just let the magic hopefully hit you? Because apparently it hasn't. you know, this case.
You know what? If it's something that is important, I would absolutely ask. And in this instance, it sounds very important. I've only been with someone who's asked once. That was when I was with Jocelyn, and she had seen a Coco magic shot that was at the Mexico Pavilion, and she'd wanted it. So she had asked. But personally, me, I always forget to ask. Like, I just, it completely, you know, goes through my mind. Occasionally, they'll have me do something, you know, that's very, very occasional, where they'll, you know, have me put my hands a certain way or something like that. But for the most part, when I have gotten magic shots before, just surprise, and they're usually, you know, they are surprises to me. I don't know that they're coming, and they're usually from a picture that I had already had taken, and then they'll have the magic shot put on that picture. So, you know, most of the time I'm not asking for them, but if it's very important to you, I would absolutely ask for it.
All righty. Good advice. And shout out to Betsy in Virginia. She says Carolyn, her 6-year-old, loves the podcast and she's getting excited for her upcoming cruise. So I just want to say hello to Caroline. Thanks for tuning in today. And you're going to love that cruise, man. I can't wait. June 28th. Can't get here fast enough for us. Let's see here. We have another quick one here in the chat from Laura. She says, so we have a trip coming up in March for a week. Originally staying at Pop Century, upgraded to Caribbean Beach for $249 difference. Good move, right? Right, Pam. I 100%. Mean, boom. I mean, that's exactly right. Yeah.
100%. It's a great move. Caribbean Beach looks great right now, I will say. Mm-hmm. We've had a chance to be over there a few times and really enjoyed it. I absolutely will mention that you should eat at the new restaurant. It is so worth it. It really is. The food's great. I heard that they've recently stopped serving lunch. I think that has more to do with, first of all, people not being there at the resort during the middle of the day. So many people are there enjoying the parks at that time. There's going to be a whole new resort, basically, that is opening up there in the next few years. So they're going to have a big influx of people that I think that they may open for lunch at some point in the future. And I also think that people just don't know about it. You know, not everyone follows the Disney news like we all do. I know, right? So hard to believe.
It is.
But yeah, that's not something that everyone does. And so folks may not even know about this new location. So anyways, I say, yeah, absolutely. I think you'll really love Caribbean Beach. I think it has a great pool, especially for kids, if you have kids traveling with you. That'll be someplace that you want to check out. It's so themed and just really fun. It has, besides the table service restaurant, they also have some counter service restaurants that are serving some good stuff over there. So make sure you check those out too. And it just is the kind of resort, I think, that looks good. Just really, I mean, I really enjoy it. Once you step on property there, I feel like you're somewhere else. You really feel like you're in the Caribbean. I mean, really and truly. So take advantage of that. Make sure you set aside some time to enjoy that resort.
So let me,
$249, good deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Let me tell you a funny story from Marathon Weekend that surrounds Caribbean Beach and going and visiting the resort. Okay, so, you know, Scott was down. So this was after the marathon. No. Yeah, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, it was after the marathon because I was falling asleep. Anyway, so I ran the marathon. He didn't. He went and cheered, but he got up super early. So we were both kind of tired. We had a dinner at Ohana that night at like 5:30. But we were back in the room. You know, it was like 2:30. We had like enough time to go do something because we didn't want to have downtime. But we didn't really have enough time to go into a park, you know, because we had to be at Ohana at 5:30. So we're trying to come up with an idea. So we're like, let's go see Caribbean Beach. I haven't seen it yet. You know, I want to kind of tour it real quick. So stupid. We get over there and then all of a sudden we decide we need to get souvenirs for our girls because like we're going to get in trouble when we get home if we don't have souvenirs. So Scott's like, I've always wanted to go to that outlet mall on I-4. Okay.
Yes!
So, okay. No, no. So we're like, we can get souvenirs and save like a lot of money, you know, and like, it'll be cheaper, but we'll still get souvenirs. So we're like, okay. He had a rental car. So I'm like, we have a rental car. It's now or never. I've never seen this place. I got to go check it out. Okay. So we drive over to that outlet mall. The one that you see if you're on Magical Express. It's got like the Nike and the Oakley and all the places. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we go over there. We drive around literally for like 25 minutes before we parking. There, I mean, it is like worse than Black Friday at our worst mall in St. Louis. We drove around so long. I told Scott, he was driving. I'm like, I'm taking a nap, dude. I just ran a marathon. When you find a spot, let me know. Wake me up. So we're driving around. What we ended up doing was like stalking people. When they come out of the bag, we just get behind them and just follow them. Well, this guy cuts through like we had him. We're like, we got this spot. The guy zigzagged and went through like two banks and we missed it because somebody else came down the other end. So we're almost getting in fights about trying to find a parking spot. So anyway, after forever, we find a parking spot. We're like, yes, we're like committed though now because we've waited so long to get a parking spot. We're buying stuff in that Disney store because we're like, we spent this much time. We got to buy all the stuff. We go in that store. Dude. It's a mess. There's nothing in that store that I want. I mean, they had Disney Cruise Line stuff from like the European sailings. It was like a scrapbooking kit. The only shirts they had were like size small. I was like, oh, and it was all like Christmas stuff from last year. I mean, I know it's like old stuff, but I don't know. I had high hopes, and that was the biggest waste of 2 hours.
I've done well there, but that's just me. Oh. That's where I got my orange bird dress. So,
But nothing fit us. Like, it was nothing in, like, big dude size. You know what I'm saying? That's like, and I hate shopping.
Yeah, I've bought a few things there, actually. Oh. So, you just kind of got to know, and you got to, like, look and explore. It can be a lot of fun when you actually get to that outlet store. But I will admit, it is a huge pain to get there. And that mall they had a parking garage, right?
Like, yes, but it was nice $10. We were not paying $10 to park.
It used to be free. No. And so I would be like, forget it. I'm just parking in the parking garage and that's that. I'm not stalking anybody. It was great when it was free. And then they decided that they were going to charge $10 or whatever to park there. And I was like, really? That is such a ripoff. So I'm angry at them about that irrationally. Well, probably not irrationally, probably rationally, because that's really irritating. Because there was always a ton of spots in that stupid parking garage. And now
there were like 17 spots you could park in. Because the rest of them were like for valet. And like some of them you had to have an app. We couldn't figure out the app to get a spot. There weren't any spots in that area either. Anyway, so, and a dude just kept trying to sell me a Carnival cruise. Like in those little kiosks going down the middle. I'm like, I just ran a marathon. I don't want to buy a Carnival cruise right now. I'm tired. I'm hungry. We're going to the Disney place. Oh, and I told the guy, I was like, I only sail Disney Cruise Line. And he tried to get in a fight with me about that. I'm like, dude, you don't even want to fight me right now. Like, I'm serious. I hate shopping. Like, I am just going to kill somebody here. So don't go over there.
I've definitely gotten good deals at the Disney character
outlet. Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
That's who you are. And if you have the patience, I will admit it. Is a disaster zone at that store. I mean, literally just junk everywhere. But if you can find something, you can get a decent deal there. So
I did tell Scott. I said, look, dude, there's an O'Charlie's like food truck right here. I was like, we could probably eat for $6 and save 50 and not go to Ohana. So we thought about that. It was just a nightmare. If you don't like shopping, do not even ever be tempted to try that. It was.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Anyway, because that was the story. And shout out. I want to say, we got some folks tuning in. I miss it. Well, so I'll go back to that. Let's get to the question. That's why you're here. So Walt Disney World on a budget. What? This one comes from Jenna. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Love the podcast, especially how often you publish them. It keeps me going during the work week. Well, we try. Anyway, question for you. We have 5 free nights with travel rewards at the Swan coming up in 2020. However, let's be honest, 5 nights isn't enough. So I need to split stay with Pop for an additional 2 nights. This will serve 3 purposes. Stay longer at Walt Disney World, transportation one way to or from the airport, and Magic Bands for our family of 4. All important since we are really trying to spend as little as possible on this trip. A couple of questions for you. 1, would you stay at Pop at the beginning of your trip or at the end? If we did it at the end, would you get the Magic Bands in time for the start of my trip? Will the Magic Bands work the whole trip? And those 2 and 3, how does the transfer work from the Swan to Pop or vice versa? Is it a royal pain or easy peasy? All right, she has one last question, but let's start there. So if you're staying, doing a Swan Pop Century split, Pam, I would do Pop at the end if that's kind of what you're looking for as far as staying in a Disney hotel. I always say save what I'm looking for the most to the end. But what would you do?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, one thing I want to point out is the Magic Bands are not going to work at the Swan and Dolphin to open your resort or to charge to. You won't be able to do either of those things. You should be able to use the Magic Bands to access your fast passes and also to get into the park if your tickets are linked to your My Disney experience. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about, you know, what you want to do. But I'm with Mike. I tend to let things go, you know, toward the end if I'm really looking forward to it. The other thing is think about where you might be spending downtime and where you would like to do that, which resort is, you know, preferable for you. And that's just a personal, you know, thing. You'll have to think about that one.
So can they transfer their stuff from the Swan to the Pop? I've never really thought about
that. They can do that. As with any transfer of things, I cannot let that happen. I cannot let Disney take my stuff from one resort to another. Even if I had to get an Uber and pay like less than $10 and do it myself to know that it's going to be there when I want it to be there, that's what I would do. But Disney does do it. They do it often. Just know that there's going to be a chunk of time when your stuff's not going to be there. So let's say you go to check in at your next resort, whichever one it is, and you want your stuff there. Know that it very well may not be there. They only do it at certain times. They, you know, they don't do it throughout the day a whole bunch of different times. So just do that. For me, I'm always happier if I'm going to do it myself. I can go there to the resort. I have my stuff with me. If my room happens to be ready, awesome. I can go take it to the room. If not, I check it with Bell Services at the resort I'm at, and I feel good knowing that it's at least it's at the same resort that I'm at. So that's why I like it.
I just remember a couple of years ago, not this past marathon weekend, but the one before when it was colder than anything, and we were staying at Pop because it was, you know, back that year it was like tied in with New Year's Eve. So we stayed at Pop for New Year's Eve, went over to Yacht or Beach. I think we had Beach for the group rate. We went over there and like my stuff just got transferred from Pop Century to the Beach Club. And it took like 18 hours. Like my running stuff was in there. Man, I was fired up. I was down there like, man, you don't understand. My sneakers are in there for the races. And it was getting late. And I'm like, I got to go to bed. Oh. I mean, it got there, but I was sweating because of that.
No, it's a challenge.
All right, she has one last question. She says, if you have time, thinking about going down in February for Star Wars, is it crazy thinking with the crowds? Should we wait until later? I thought of going in April 2020, but with Easter break coinciding with our spring break, I thought the crowds would be super high, very limited with high school schedules. Thanks so much for all you do. Jenna's in Massachusetts. So it's really hard to predict, right, Ricky? I mean, February would start, you know, Galaxy's Edge being open late 2019. Mm-hmm. I guess she's talking February 2020.
Yeah.
It's kind of a crapshoot.
So I have heard that maybe they're trying to push the opening of Galaxy's Edge forward a little bit. So they're not claiming late fall anymore like they once were. However, you know, anything can happen. It's still really early in the game. And I, you know, I'm still going on the late fall thing just in case, because you just never know. So it may be pushed up a month or so ahead of time. It won't be pushed up more than that if it's pushed up anything, but it may not be late December. It may be, you know, November now. But as far as February, I mean, it's still going to be cuckoo bananas. I mean, it's going to be cuckoo bananas, at, you know, up until probably at least a year and a half, uh-huh, 2 years later. So, I mean, you're just going to have to grin and bear it no matter when you go, to be perfectly honest. Now, you might get a little bit less in February, but compared to spring break, yeah, you're probably going to get a little bit less traffic in the park. But, I mean, it's still going to be cuckoo bananas because everybody's going to want to see, you know, it's going to be the new hotness. So everybody's going to want to see it.
All right. So let's get to some questions here from the live chat. Katie says, I'm planning my first trip to Disneyland. Been to the world a ton. Wondering if you have any tips for resorts or trip planning in general for California. How many days should we do? So Pam, give her a quick 1-2 on this one. World to land.
So many people who are traveling to Disneyland say that it's not as important to stay on site at Disneyland as it is Disney World. There are lots of good neighbor packages, so you can always explore that option. For me personally, I find it as important to stay on site at Disneyland, and I'll tell you why. When I am on a Disney vacation, I want to be in the Disney bubble, and there is no place I want to be in it more than Disneyland, because once you step out of Disneyland property, you're really in Greater Anaheim, which is very different than Orlando. I mean, you drive away to get outside of that bubble. And it is Anaheim. Good bad and ugly, it's Anaheim. So think about that. The other reason why I like to stay on at a Disneyland hotel is that they have a pool area that you're probably not going to find at most other Good Neighbor resorts. So if that's something that is part of your vacation too, think about that. Now, once again, this is a personal preference. And it, because Disneyland only has three hotels, mm-hmm. their pricing can be more expensive. I'm going to say can be, like can be as in will be.
Will be, yeah.
They don't have a value and a moderate and a whatever. They have the Disneyland Hotel, they have Paradise Pier, and have the Grand California. And so keep that in mind as well. Again, I really enjoy all three of the hotels. Definitely a nod to Disneyland Hotel because it just feels so nostalgic, and Grand California because it is just absolutely beautiful. So
good stuff. All right, Dana's in the chat as well. She says, how would you plan for crowds with Easter being so late this year? Last year, late April, early May was perfect, but do you think with Easter being so late, it'll affect the spring break crowds being so much later? I love the tail end of the Flower and Garden Festival, but crowds were amazing last year. Anxious that this year will be totally different. So, Ricky, what do you think, kind of combining Easter running late? You got spring breaks. College spring breaks tend to be very early, but then you got spring. Well, I think that most even public schools in the Midwest and the South are moving those up earlier than later. I don't know when Easter is. I didn't look.
Easter's like the 20th
of April?
21st of April.
Holy yeah, cow, that is late.
Yeah, I think it's I'm pretty sure if I remember right, because I did work on the crowd calendar for 2019 for the Mouse for Less. So if you are kind of wondering about what crowds are going to be like, you can go check that out on the Mouse for Less. We have a great crowd calendar there. But, you know, as far as Easter is concerned, I mean, you're going to definitely have a higher crowd the week before Easter, for sure, because that's usually when people have off, although some may have off that week after, too. So, I mean, it's going to be crowded around that time. I would say you might have a slight lull in the crowds, maybe that, you know, second week of April, maybe the first week of April, just because, like you said, Mike, I think a lot of schools do take that spring break time early now in March. So, or, you know, in mid-March, that kind of thing. So I think a lot of them won't have spring break during that April time. And then since Easter is so late because of that, they will have like maybe a Easter weekend, you know, like a 4-day weekend or something like that, right around that Easter time period. That's kind of what I see when Easter is later in the year. So, you know, I would say maybe that second week of April might be a sweet spot, potentially.
I agree, too, because you got to also think spring break will be over for all the ball teams in Florida at the end of March. Right. So the people that are going out for spring break trying to jump over to the world, that won't be happening because all the teams will have moved north by then. Joanne says April 21st again is April Easter. 21st.
Yeah, see, I knew I was about right. Yeah.
She's got it. So thanks to Joanne. Just got back from her awesome cruise. Can't wait to hear all about that. Okay, so Josh has a question in the chat. We got to get to it because he just also put that he actually got into a fight at that mall on Black Friday one time. So shout out to Josh. He might have had to throw a hook on somebody there that was getting a little, you know, crazy. That's why I got to stay away from malls, man. I'm telling you, they make you crazy. He says, where'd it go? Would y'all rather do the Disney after hours at the studios on arrival day or the last night in the parks? We'll be driving in from Louisiana. So these Disney after hours events are getting rave reviews from my guests at the Magic for Less. And just from what I'm reading on social media, of course, they are kind of pricey. But I'm telling you, what I tell my guests is if you want to feel like Elvis in a theme park, this is about as close as you're ever going to get. You know, you're getting some fun snacks. You're getting ultra exclusive access to some of the most popular attractions, and it's a lot of fun. So, Pam, what would you say for that? Disney After Hours at the Studios Arrival Day or the last night in the parks? What would you do? Like, kick it off or wrap it up?
I think I would kick it off with that because you're driving. I will let you do something on your first night. You know how I'm always like, when you're going for a cruise, arrive the day before. When you're arriving at Walt Disney World that first evening, if you're flying in, don't plan anything that you're going to get charged for if you don't show up for, because you know, you never know what's going to happen with flights, you know, at this time. So think about that. But since you're driving in, I think that the best thing for you to do is to just go ahead and do it that first night. Take advantage of being there, and just enjoying that. It's so cool. Then you have the rest of your vacation maybe to kind of, you know, sleep, gather up some sleep there, catch up on your sleep because you do stay up pretty late. Maybe you stay up later than we do. I don't know. But anyways, go and enjoy. I think it's a great way to kick off your vacation. Absolutely, like what Mike said, they're getting such great reviews. Everyone seems to really enjoy it. And I've heard over and over again, absolutely worth it. So
100%. All right, yep. Terry's got a great question in the chat also about bounce back. Says, if you book a bounce back offer, do you have to book the same resort that you're staying in? Want to get one for January 2020 when we're down next week, but not necessarily at Art of Animation again. All right, so here's the deal on bounce backs. So bounce back offers are really good discounts most of the time, and availability, you know, it varies. But the way this works is you have to place your deposit while you're on your current stay. And you have until midnight, the night you check out. So say you check out at, you know, you head to the airport at 10 in the morning on your checkout day. You can still, if you panic and you're at an MCO, you know, call up or get your travel agent to hook you up. But hey, I'm a travel agent. Don't do that at the last minute. It puts a lot of pressure on us, man, when you're like, oh my gosh, it's the last day. I got 2 hours. You know, it's like, whoa, you know, hold the presses, you know, and I don't have any presses to hold. So give me a little heads up on that if I'm helping you out. But just, you know, just you want to book it before you check out. And you got to place that deposit. Again, when you get home, you can modify or cancel if you need it, just like always. So it's kind of always, it's one of those things you miss out if you don't do it while you're down there. But there's really no harm in doing it while you're there. If you get home and you can't make the trip or you got to change things, update, so forth, based on availability, you can still do that. Good news for Terry, you don't have to book the same resort. You know, you can book a different resort if you want, which is fine. However, if you're looking for January 2020, you got to book within their booking window. So you wouldn't be able to do that next week, right, Pam? Because we can't book 2020 yet.
No, we can't. You have to book when Disney has made the reservations available. And for the packages for 2020 are unfortunately not available yet. I know that people want them to be. We probably have another couple months to wait on this. So, you know, sorry. But, you know, just try to pick a date that's available right now. And like Mike said, you have to pick a time that is the travel dates and the eligibility dates, all of those things. You have to consider everything when you're doing that. But isn't there another, you know, time you're just looking for an excuse to go down? I mean, I'm looking for I'm searching for flights right now. So come join me.
You know what? I think Terry may be in Florida too, because I think it might help him out with his trips. And I think
there
he's in Florida. So, hey man, that's just like driving a little ways. So go for it. You know, hey, yeah, if I was in Florida, exactly. I'd be like, I got to go again. So that'd be really
costly. Like, whoops, I have to go again and again and again.
So a quick question from Alfred about the Disney After Hours. Ricky, are there rare characters ever at these events? Have you heard about that? Seemed like it'd be a great opportunity, but I haven't seen it.
It does seem like a great opportunity for characters, but I don't think that they have rare characters. They have, like, Princess Fairy Tale Hall, I think, is open. You know, the facilities like that are tend to be open, but, like, they don't have rare characters just out. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that most of the times when they have rare characters out, it's during the daytime so that they don't have to have special lighting and stuff like that. So I would expect that there's not a lot of rare characters, just the ones that you're going to see like in their own meet and greet areas.
And Josh is saying, you know, he went down for just one day, got a bounce back. I've had a lot of guests do that. You're just there for one day, but call in and get a bounce back. And it's actually, it's a strategy. It's something, if you can swing that, you can do that. And Terry says, well, there's another excuse to don't do another trip later this year. So there you go, Pam. You just talked Terry into another trip. How hard is that? It's not very tough.
I like to enable people.
That's exactly it. We give you a little help. All right. Next question. We're going back to the inbox. It says, long time, first time. It's from Steve. Cardinal Mike, please help. What, I'm a cardinal now? I'm not even Catholic, but I guess I'm a cardinal.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So I guess he's talking
to
the
ball. I roll my eyes at you.
I know. Sorry. Her Mother's Day gift, I'm sending my wife and daughter to do the cake decorating class at Amorette's Patisserie.
Ooh.
at Disney Springs. How'd I do on those pronunciations there?
There you go.
That's good. That's
pretty good.
All
I know is that's a fancy cake place, people.
Yes, it is.
Our area. We are staying at Pop Century for the listed time for Disney Springs. We're staying at Pop Century, and the listed time for Disney Springs opening is 10 o'clock a.m. The class begins at 9 o'clock a.m. What do you suggest the best way to get to Disney Springs will be? We are not very adventurous travelers, never used an Uber or Lyft, and usually use Disney transportation for everything. Will the buses be running to Disney Springs that early in the morning, say 8:20, 8:30, or is a minivan our only option? Also, when I booked this experience, the Disney site said the cost is $129, but it's now listed at $149. Will they honor the price when I booked it, or will I have to pay the current price? Thanks so much for answering my questions. Y'all are magical. I love the show. 2016 Disney Marathon finisher, go Lizards. And then he came with a chainsaw. Roar, he says. Love that.
I love it.
And that's one of our most popular shows, and that was the stupidest show of all
it was
time.
So
but I love
dumb.
It. It's crazy.
Man. All right. Just what happens when you put me and Mike together. It's not good.
I know. That was
not
the weirdest good. Night. And so, you know, what you should do is just order a minivan, and then Goofy will pull up with the chainsaw and let you take you to Amorette's. No. So let me ask this of Ricky. How would you get there? You know what? I really never took a cab or Uber or Lyft or anything like that until I went to Walt Disney World. And now I love them. But that's the only place I do it. I don't know. It's like a part of my trips now. But how would you get there at 8:20?
Yeah. I mean, Disney is a good gateway to the Uber Lyft world because you do feel kind of safe. I mean, all things considered, you know, because you are just in Walt Disney World property. So there's not a lot of places they can take you.
They can take you anywhere they want. You're in their car. They can take you to Tampa if they wanted.
You could. Let's not talk about my horror story that I had on my first Uber ride. I'm surprised I've gotten an Uber since then. But anyway,
there you go, Ricky. So, there you go, Pam. Ricky's selling it again. She just pulled another Ricky.
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure now that you said that, Steve's going to put his wife and daughter in an Uber or a Lyft. So we can just throw those out. Okay, so that's gone.
No. Uber and Lyft are just fine. But I, you know, if they are worried about it, I would maybe take the minivan. I think that's going to be the better option. That way you have peace of mind and you aren't worried about a bus schedule and everything like that. So I think the minivan, if you're too nervous to take an Uber, is going to be the best option for you.
That's what I would do. All right. And so
but you do have to download the Uber or you do have to download the Lyft app in order to be able to get one of the minivans. So do keep that in mind. Like, you will have to have the Lyft app on there because it is run through Lyft, basically, is how the minivans are run.
And I mean, if you're splurging, go all the way and get the minivan. I mean, that's like the ultimate mom daughter, like, you know, it's the modern day princess coach. You know, it's got polka dots, and that's a big thing apparently now. Have you seen those new shirts that Disney has with the polka dots? I'm not talking about like the spirit jersey that's got like the polka dots on it. I'm talking about the one that's got like the fuzzy things like glued on it.
Yes, I don't know what's up with that. That's weird.
I was just wondering if it's just me. I'm like, okay, that's going to be the thing we look back on in a decade and say,
you're going to find that at the outlets that you went to about, you know, 6 months.
I'm sorry. Those things, I mean, because it's like, it's one of those things though, I think, and I mean, if you like it, you like it. But I think it's like, you know, we look back at like MC Hammer pants from the 90s. Like, that's going to be the 2018 thing. Like, I wore MC Hammer pants, man. I worked at a skating rink. That was our uniforms. I picked them out.
But jersey will be like MC Hammer pants in the future. So we'll see.
You think all the spirit jerseys?
I would say yes, it will be.
I think they will be, yeah.
Whatever. I brought home Purple Passion or whatever they're called. Purple Potion spirit jerseys for the girls. And the ears.
There you go.
So they're not
cool?
They're
going to be the MC Hammer. They are cool for now. I think they're going to be like what MC Hammer pants are now in like 20 years. So people are going to be like, gosh, remember when everybody was bananas about the spirit jerseys? And we're going to look at them and laugh. Just like we do fanny packs. Although fanny packs are back now for some reason.
Oh my God, Rick. Oh, you don't even know.
What is wrong with you people? It's a fanny pack. Okay.
Mallory got a all the cheerleaders have fanny packs, like with their gym name on them. Like, they're the hotness, man. You got to have a fanny pack. And I'm thinking, I can't believe you have a fanny pack. Like, you used to get beat up if you wore one of those things.
Yeah.
They I like
are,
the hashtag.
They are flattering for many people. I will say this.
Well, they're popular cheerleaders.
I like the hashtag unsafe advice. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like that James says you guys got to quit hating on my dad jokes.
No,
I saw that.
If we were on that one show on ESPN, 5 points for James. All right, next question from Phil. Phil LeBlanc down in, he was down there for Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. His title is Late Arrival in Bags. Hi, Mike. Congratulations on another dopey. It was great to see you run and hang out with you and all the lizards over Marathon Weekend. Same to you, Phil. It was a lot of fun. We had some fun riding the bus at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't say that many other places, man. We had a fun bus ride at 3 a.m. And we were not even getting in trouble, and there was no alcohol involved. So there you go. I mean, that's a really strange thing, unless you're a Run Disney person. Okay, he says, as you know, we have a reservation booked for May at Wilderness Lodge. Due to some airline changes, we've changed our flight to arrive the night before that reservation begins and booked a room at Saratoga Springs for their DVC points. This leaves me with a question. Since we'll be arriving around 8:30 p.m., now pay attention, I don't expect we'll get the bags delivered to Saratoga until quite late. Our kids are 4 and 6, so a late luggage delivery isn't an option. I know we can ignore the yellow luggage tags, retrieve the bags from the airport before boarding the bus, but I was curious, since we'll be moving resorts the next day anyway, if we can leave a note with Bell Services just to hold the bags until the next day to transfer to Wilderness Lodge. Thanks, Phil. So Phil has a great, actually, I like his idea. I like his thinking here. What he wants is the bags, apparently, so he wants like, I guess he's going to bring like a day bag with what he needs to get through the night is what I'm expecting for the kids and the family, like, you know, PJs and, you know, contact stuff and all that. But what he would like is instead of them coming and beating on the door, say at midnight, here's your bag, sir. You know, if they could just leave them at Bell Services and then just transfer them ASAP over to Wilderness Lodge instead of coming to the resort room for that night. I like the idea, but Pam, is there a mechanic in place to get that done?
Look, I'm going to
be this is sketch. It could happen.
I can be honest as honest could be. Even if there was a mechanism and your note was the best note in the world, right? I would
the best note in the world. I like that. It's got to be a really good note.
I would not trust this, Miguel, this to happen correctly. I truly, truly would not. And for me, on vacation, like one night of not getting sleep on vacation starts like a whole cascade that you may not recover from. You know it as well as I know it. You don't get sleep one night and then, you know, the next night you're like tired, but you have something planned you want to enjoy. So you're getting home late and then you're like, but if I go to sleep now, maybe I can catch up on the, no. Just save yourself so much trouble. Grab your bags. It literally takes no time at all. Go down, grab them, take them with you to Magical Express, put them on the bus yourself there at Magical Express. Then, you know, guess what? My bag's riding underneath me right now, and you know it's with you. And I've already talked about how I don't let people move my bags for me. Every time I've, in the times I've ridden Magical Express, which is just one, it's still, I'm still at one.
Just one. One.
One time, one at holding. Right? Because last time I actually took Uber, I was going to ride Magical Express.
I remember you talking about taking Magical Express. So I
love
concerned.
Magical Express. I am all in. I do love it.
Well, it's awesome fine. For you. And I know it is a great benefit to so many of our guests. I mean, and I totally get it. It's just not my personality to love it. So me and Magical Express have an understanding. Yes. I tell people how awesome of a service it is, and Magical Express doesn't expect me to ride it. So that's our understanding.
You rode one time to get the Magical Express co-pilot license, and then you're done.
That's right. Yeah.
But, I mean, I like it because I like just landing, chilling, getting on that bus. I'm not in a big rush. You know what I'm saying?
The luggage gets
delivered, and it's free. Man, that is my price. I pay for everything else. I'm going to pay $4 for my soda in a half hour. I'm going to get that free ride. You know what I'm saying?
And like, see, that's, I don't care about the soda. I'm like, I'm good. You know what? You want me to pay $3 for water? Awesome. Water's for everybody.
Okay, you heard it here. We got a big audience, Pam. Be careful.
Well, okay. I mean, you can get it for free at the quick service.
That's true. You're getting everybody ice water. You didn't say bottled water. You said ice water at the ABC commissary. All water for free. There we go. All right. Last question of the day is coming for, it's titled AKL, drinks and solo travels. Looks like it's from Jessica, who apparently works down at News 12 Now in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I like that. Hey, BOGP gang. I enjoy listening to you every week on my commute to work. Thank you for always providing excellent and entertaining content. It's been 8 years since my last visit to the world, and I have accepted a last-minute invitation to join a friend and her family on a trip in early February. I will not be a registered resort guest, although I'm staying with them at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so I'm looking for things to do while they are there early, and they're doing their early and late magic hours. Additionally, for the last 3 days of the trip, I'm switching over to All-Star Sports and joining my cousin's cheer team that is competing. Ooh, I'll be down there for cheer too. She will be busy coaching the team, and I plan to enjoy the parks and resorts solo. With that scenario set up, here are my questions. One, things to do solo at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Any good spots to sneak away with a bottle of wine and just watch the animals or people? All right, let's stop there.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes, everywhere. And there's actually like little, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's like little outdoor kind of porches with rocking chairs. Yes. And those are great. I would also encourage you to explore not only Jumbo House, but go down to Kidani, because a lot of people don't do that. There's a little, I mean, it's not a long walk. You can walk it, but there's a little van that takes you back and forth. Just explore the lodge is what I would say for that one. Two, best monorail route or any other area for lounges or bars for a solo traveler. The cheaper, the better. Well, sorry about the cheaper, the better. But I mean, Pam, we've talked about this many times. You know, you got the monorail loop. You got, you know, Trader Sam's. You got Tambu Lounge. You got Outer Rim. You have Misner's all on the monorail there. And you could hop over to Territory Lounge by boat from the Contemporary. So, but what do you think of, like, if what's the cheap lounge tour that you could think of? I can't think of a cheap one at Walt Disney World.
You could stop. I mean, you know, the thing about, the good thing is you don't have to think so much about the cheap, because the drinks are typically about the same price.
Yeah.
All across Disney property. So you may want to think about that. You could travel to Disney Springs. Again, I'm not going to say that the pricing will be that much difference, but you'll have a few places you could check out. Like Splitsville has, you know, some places where you can sit outside and get a drink sometimes and see that. The Starbucks actually, not mixed drinks, but they do sell wine in the evening. So think about that. Of course, you have Jock Lindsay's. Another place you can go is Paddlefish up on the top deck there if you have lovely weather. And Hannah and I have done that, and we had the best time just kind of goofing around up there. It was surprisingly empty. Like, I seriously wished everyone I knew was there, because there was such a nice seating area. And you know how it is when you're traveling with a big group. Sometimes you have a hard time finding a place. This was so nice and open. We were just like, boom, where are all our friends? It was just the two of us. So we were watching behind us this awesome Instagram shot that this young woman was putting her boyfriend through. It was literally 35 minutes of her like holding the drink here and then like this and then like this, and then they'd look at the photo and she'd be like, no, no, and then this, and at the end of it, she left the drink there. She took like but two drinks of this drink. Nice. So it was all for the Instagram shoot.
Millennials.
But anyways, it was a great evening. I can't guarantee you that you'll see an Instagram.
And then Pam went and stole the drink and drank the rest of it. Well, she's like, cool.
I thought hard about it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it was apparently all for the photos, I guess. So
I'd rather drink it.
So, I know,
and then
seriously.
Take the Instagram photo while I'm drinking
it. I know, right? Well, I don't understand.
I'm doing this wrong. See, Pam, I'm actually eating the food that I'm Instagramming. I'm supposed to just throw it away. I'm doing it all wrong.
What the heck?
Go back and look at my pictures from Marathon Weekend, and my food, usually there's a bite out before I take the picture. Like there's a waffle, but there's a bite. Or there's a biscuit, there's a bite out of it. I'm like, I'm too hungry. I got to take a picture.
When we went to the Geyser Point on Christmas, like around Christmas, my mom had thought she had taken it, because she's used to me now, so she thought she'd taken a picture of her chicken sandwich, because we both got the same chicken sandwich. And I had gotten up to talk to Nikki and Mog, and so she thought that she'd taken one, and then she came back and realized she hadn't, and I had already taken a bite out of mine. So we literally like stuck the piece that I'd taken the bite out of back inside the wrapper so that it looked like it was totally uneaten.
Again, Ricky, that's twice that you pulled a Ricky on today's show.
God, twice in one show.
So that picture you saw, I've already bitten out of that food.
Inside baseball, people. Inside baseball right here. All right, anyway, we're wrapping it on that before Ricky says anything else. So don't forget, today's show has been brought to you. Today's show brought to you by our friends at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And you can read about great news with all of your Disney content. Ricky, what are we reading about this week?
I mean, we are reading about all the fun that you can have at the Disney parks right now. So at the Magic Kingdom, you can celebrate with Mickey and Minnie's surprise celebration and meet Mickey and Minnie in their fun polka-dotted costumes at the Town Square Theater. You can see the Move It, Shake It, Mouse Dance It street party, which I've actually heard is kind of fantastic. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can go to Municiburg, which is the former Pixar Place area, and for the incredible celebration, and take part in the Super Shindig Dance Party, because you always have to have a dance party. And there's just so much more that's taking place. Also, a couple things coming this summer. The Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Live is returning. Yes, bam, it's coming back!
Yay!
I love me some mixtape show.
I did, you know what? I did like the music, but I had no idea who the green person was or the purple person.
Why don't you take a little bit of your life and just go ahead and watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
I will watch one and two, and you not watch
any other Marvel movies, because I don't watch many Marvel movies, but I've seen that one, and I've
I watched all of them, and I have to go back and watch them again, because I'm at some point I'm like, no, wait a minute, what?
Pam, talk to me when wave season's over, and then I'll get on it.
Anyway, lots of fun stuff happening now and this summer at the Walt Disney World Resort. So. Yeah.
And I thought you were just going to talk about how you can paint Pop-Tarts down at Festival of the Arts, but you fooled me there.
You can paint the wall at Festival of the
Arts.
Yes,
you can.
And
my number.
Here's our segue for that. I will be at Walt Disney World this weekend. So if you are going to want to see all the content from Festival of the Arts / all the stuff that I talked about that's happening at Walt Disney World right now, I'm going to have content for you guys. So follow along with all of our social sites so you can see all the fun stuff that's happening at Walt Disney World right now.
And Friday, we're talking about Festival of the Arts right here, too, with Todd. He was down there last weekend. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Exactly. So great apps, virtualmickey.com. Drop by today. Make your Apple device a Disney device. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. The great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And again, support the show with our Amazon affiliate link. It's BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thanks to everybody who gave us ratings and reviews on iTunes and Stitcher this past week. We sure appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time. And if you can do that this week and you haven't lately, please drop by and give us your thoughts on the show. We appreciate that so much. All right, time to get out of here. We'll be back again on Friday with Chef Todd and Pam and Ricky talking Festival of the Arts and all the foods and all the experiences and even a trip over to Give Kids the World for a very special event as well. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BRGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.